Hello everyone, it's Yana here with JN Twin, and it's the 16th of May today. I've been listening to Booze today. There was a lot about pain, so I thought I should chip in a bit. And on examining my, not myself, but my attitudes towards pain, I find that I have no real experience of ongoing, long-term pain. All the pain I've ever experienced went away again at some point, or I know how I can make it go away. But I find I can, what I really don't like is unexpected pain. So the kind of pain when McColgan was talking about when you have a foot injury and it makes you walk funny. I then find that you've got other muscles hurting because you're walking funny. Muscles that you didn't even know were there until they hurt. So I don't like that. But also if I get pain of an unknown duration and cause, so like my knee pains, for instance, they can happen anytime. I don't know why my knee hurts. And I don't know how bad it's going to go and how long it's going to go on for. So I don't particularly like those. I also don't like to have emotional lows because I feel horrible and it's pretty horrible for those close to me to be around me at the time. So those I don't like, but then also I find that some that I don't mind, such as regular and temporary ones. Period pains would be the obvious one, but also my back pain, because I know when I get that and I know how to get rid of it, so I don't mind that. And I suppose also childbirth, even though that was very intense. The only thing I didn't like about that was that I then had other things, like my back. I seemed to strain my back both times and that then hurt, and I didn't really expect that. And that's the unexpected pain again, so that's what I didn't like about it. And then welcoming pain, I suppose there are some that I welcome when I have them, the kind that tells me there's something wrong in my body and I need to go and see a doctor, for instance. But also when I have an injury already, like when I hurt my hand last year, and I was doing certain things, that and told me, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing them if it hurts. Those occasions I'm also very reluctant to take painkillers because that then masks the pain and I might be doing more injury to myself. But I also find that if there is an intense pain like that, and it kind of concentrates the mind on that particular pain, if I then have a pain in another part of my body, it's a bit of a relief because it distracts from that first pain. So that can be welcoming. And the emotional pain, well, in a way, even though I don't like it, I don't really mind too much having it every now and then, simply because it makes me feel more alive having ups and downs. And when I'm happy, I'm happier for it because I know how bad it was when I was low. So that's my thoughts on the subject. Thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.